This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
From Los Angeles, California to Joy 94.9, this is LA Spins, the weekly entertainment show on everything that's hot in LA and Hollywood. Now, here's your host, Peter Reynolds.
Hey, spinners. Disney has once again kicked the box office into high gear with the release of Frozen 2, which earned a $127 million opening. But even with that long-awaited revenue boost for movie theaters, the industry is still behind the record pace set last year. The other two new films, A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood and 21 Bridges, both did okay, but not great. Khloe Kardashian still has a soft spot in her heart for French Montana, so she reached out after hearing of his hospitalization. The rapper was admitted due to stomach and cardiac issues. There are some reports that claim French was simply intoxicated, something his camp has denied. He's still in the hospital while he dries out. I mean, doctors run tests to try and determine the cause of his issues. Yeah, right. Bohemian Rhapsody producer Graham King has struck a deal with the Michael Jackson estate for the pop star's life and music rights, with plans to make a feature film based on both. King has tapped Gladiator and The Aviator screenwriter John Logan for the project. The script will not provide a sanitized look at the life of Jackson. Harvey Weinstein said, "Not even I would touch that." Iggy Azalea and her boyfriend, Playboi Carti, were victims of a burglary in their rented Atlanta home, and the crook got away with $366,000 worth of jewelry. The Black Widow rapper was home in their couple's Buckhead area mansion during the burglary. The thief made off with custom rings, chains, bracelets, pendants, watches, earrings, and a diamond engagement ring. But was it for her? When Kristen Bell met Dax Shepard, it wasn't love at first sight. Bell said, quote, "The only thing that I remember is that he talked so much," unquote. The actress recalled meeting her now husband in 2007 at a birthday party for Forgetting Sarah Marshall producer Shauna Robertson. A couple of weeks back, we reported that they each had forgotten their sixth anniversary. Is her brain frozen too? Tyler Perry recently rescued a couple stuck in Mexico. Tori Austin and fiancé Steven Johnson were on a cruise when Johnson suddenly got seriously sick and was forced to go ashore to a hospital. He was diagnosed with a kidney infection and treated with dialysis, which cost $14,000. Their family started a GoFundMe page and Tyler came to their rescue. Cool. America's Got Talent judges Gabrielle Union and Julianne Hough have got the axe. Union, an NAACP Image Award winner and film and TV actress, joined the panel this year with Hough. They had replaced longtime judges Mel B and Heidi Klum for the show's 14th season. 10 million viewers watched this year's finale, but guess that wasn't good enough. Next! Actress Frida Pinto is engaged. It all makes sense now, the 35-year-old caption posts of her cozying up to her photographer fiancé, 33, while flaunting her engagement ring. Life makes sense. The world makes sense. The past tears and trials make sense. Where I am makes sense. Unquote. Okay, let's see if their marriage makes sense. Daniel Craig is done with playing James Bond since debuting in Casino Royale in 2006. He also portrayed the character in Quantum of Solace, Skyfall, and Spectre. The longest-serving Bond had, however, initially been hesitant to reprise his role in the 25th installment of the franchise, which is slated for an April release. Well, I'm just shaken, not stirred. Sorry. Dwayne Dog Chapman, star of A&E's hit TV series Dog the Bounty Hunter, will play himself in the faith-based thriller Hunting God. The story follows a widower who reunites with his old church buddies to film a hunting show in the remote woods, where a supernatural presence forces him to confront his faith. And the release date is in God's hands. Sorry. Pete Davidson knows no bounds when it comes to love. My love language when I'm in a relationship is I treat the person I'm with like a princess, he said. I try and go as above and beyond as possible because that's what you're supposed to do. If you're in a relationship with someone, you're just supposed to make that person feel as special as possible, unquote. No wonder Pete keeps getting laid. Wheel of Fortune contestant Kristen Shaw lost a lot of money on a minor mistake. Turns out the rules for the crossword puzzle challenge are rather particular. To solve it, a contestant must say the four words that appear in the puzzle. Unfortunately, Shaw said right, football, left, and Sally. But you can't say and. Loser! Literally. Princess Love has taken to Instagram to tell people what's been happening between her and her husband, Ray J. 35-year-old Princess is claiming that he left her and their 1-year-old daughter, Melody, stranded in Las Vegas. Ray J is denying her claims with his own video, in which he slammed her for taking their argument to social media. She's also 8 months pregnant. Classy. It doesn't matter to Catherine McPhee and David Foster that McPhee is 35 years old and Foster is 70. Although he's old enough to be her father, they're in love and they're having fun with the age difference. McPhee tweeted she was listening to Foster's 1992 Christmas album and she was only in the third grade when it came out. He also may have underwear that's older than her. Oh, brother. The Trash Bin. Justin Hartley, who plays Kevin on This Is Us, filed for divorce from his wife, Chriselle. The date of separation was listed as July 8th, but the couple were spending quality time together as recently as last week. The 42-year-old actor and the 38-year-old Selling Sunset star met on the set of the daytime soap The Young and the Restless. Make that divorced and restless. Ouch.
The news wrap-up.
Wall Street stock forecasters see just a 5% gain in 2020. Elon Musk says Tesla has received 146,000 pre-orders for its Cybertruck after a botched start. Microsoft has delayed its AirPods competitor to spring 2020. Amazon announced a smart shelf that will automatically reorder your office supplies. Honestly, who needs humans?
And now, this week's number ones.
The number one movie.
Frozen 2 remains at the top of the box office.
The number one album.
A Love Letter to You 4 by Trippie Redd is the best-selling album.
The number one app.
In case you were hibernating, it's still Minecraft.
The number one book.
A Warning by Anonymous is the best-selling nonfiction book in the USA.
You may not be familiar with Matthew Tyler Musto, better known as Black Bear, but he's written hits for many popular artists. He's collaborated with Justin Bieber, G-Eazy, Machine Gun Kelly, Rick Ross, 2 Chainz, Rivers Cuomo, Childish Gambino, Billie Eilish, Pharrell Williams, Miley Cyrus, and Linkin Park. In 2016, he went to the hospital for what he thought was acid reflux. Doctors diagnosed him with necrotic pancreatitis, and he went through multiple surgeries and stayed in the hospital through the entire year. Fortunately, he hasn't had any medical emergencies since, and next month, he and his girlfriend Michelle are expecting their first child. Here's Matthew Tyler Musto, a.k.a. Black Bear, with the song of the week, Hot Girl Bummer.
It's that hot girl bummer, two-step, they can't box me in, I'm two left. It's that drip, is more like oceans, they can't fit me in a Trojan. Out of pocket, but I'm always in my bag, yeah, that's the slogan. It's that who's all there, I'm pulling up with an emo chick that's broken. It's that college dropout music, every day like that, she be too thick. And my friends are all annoying, but we go dumb, yeah, we go stupid. It's the 10K on the table, just so we can be secluded. And the vodka came diluted, one more line, I'm super. Superhuman for you and you and you. I hate your friends and they hate me too. I'm through, I'm through, I'm through. It's that hot girl bummer anthem. Turn it up and throw a tantrum for you.
Was Black Bear with the song of the week, Hot Girl Bummer. Visit us on Facebook at facebook.com/LASpins. You know, with a Z. And that's what's happening in L.A. and Hollywood. For L.A. Spins, I'm Peter Reynolds. So long from the City of Angels.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.